CZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Two people have died in two separate accidents in Pinetown and Westville. Gareth Jemison of ALS Paramedic says one of this afternoon's scenes was on the M19 where two workers were cutting grass. The driver of a car lost control and struck the women.
Paramedics arrived on scene to find both workers had sustained injuries. Unfortunately, one of the workers, a female, believed to be in her 30s, had sustained major injuries. There was nothing paramedics could do for her and she was declared deceased on the scene. A second worker had sustained moderate injuries, was stabilized on scene before being transported to a nearby hospital by ambulance for the further care that they required.
Another motorist lost control on the M13 at the Stapleton off-ramp.
Paramedics arrived on scene to find total carnage as they found that a single vehicle had somehow lost control and rolled numerous times. Paramedics assessed the driver, a male believed to be in his 30s, who was believed to be the only occupant in the vehicle, and found that he had sustained major injuries. Unfortunately, there was nothing paramedics could do for him and he was declared deceased at the scene.
This weekend's stage 3 load shedding is starting now. Eskom says it needs to build up its reserves after several units at two plants broke down in the past week. It says it has been relying on open cycle gas turbines. Yesterday, the energy regulator granted Eskom a tariff increase for this year, but at 12.7%, it's around a third of the 36% the power utility had asked for. Eskom chairperson Mteto Nyati says while they are disappointed with NERSA's decision, they accept the reality.
So our drive now is we have to continue to be profitable and sustainable within this new reality. That may change some of the actions that we are doing internally in order for us to achieve that objective. But internally, the leadership team is clear. The focus now is let's continue to drive this business. As you have seen with regards to the first 6 months of this year, we have been able to be profitable.
These consumers have also shared their views on the tariff hike.
That's still extremely high, especially with the standard of living in South Africa increasing every day and people not having jobs, unemployment being very high. So you can imagine the bills that are going to come through at the end of the month.
I wasn't expecting this. I thought they made so much money that there wouldn't be a need for them to increase the tariffs.
For me, I feel like an increase in electricity prices is the same as an increase in fuel prices. Everything will go up or it affects everything else. It's like we're constantly in survival mode, you know, and no one is on our side as consumers.
And it's believed an air traffic controller at an airport in Washington, D.C. was allowed to leave their shift early before a passenger plane and a military helicopter collided on Wednesday. There were no survivors. NBC News is reporting a single worker was left to handle all the journeys in the area. Durban 27 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 25, Richards Bay 28.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. Chiefs versus Pirates highlights the weekend's football action. Ireland go with young Sam Prendergast at fly half for their Six Nations opener against England tomorrow. And the Pretoria Capitals host Cape Town in the Betway SA20.